Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyatt, and I am so thrilled to have Susan Rowland with us here tonight. She is by far a fabulous medium, incredibly reasonably priced. I mean, there are so many mediums out there that just charge an arm and a leg, and Susan and I have talked about it. When people are sorrowful and they're desperate to talk to their loved ones, and then they charge these outrageous prices, and so many of them are not even as talented as Susan. So I am such a Susan advocate. I've had readings with her in years past, and they were just fabulous. And that's why, as you guys know, I vet everybody who comes on this program. I only want to give you the very, very best. Now, Susan Rowland is a native Chicagoan. She's raised on Chicago's Northwest Side as a child. She did not have a conventional childhood because from the age of six, Spirit singled her out and set her in motion on her journey to provide healing, clarity, and guidance. Now, blessed with the gifts of seeing the past, present, and future, Susan has been in constant contact with spirits, voices, and visions in order to help others make sense of their lives. Now, early in her life, Susan chose to use her unique gifts selectively to help those close to her, as well as local officials and businesses in need of direction. However, she soon became aware that she possessed rare and valuable gifts, which should only be used for the greater good. Not only has she used her unique abilities to provide spiritual guidance and healing to people of every age and every walk of life throughout the world, but on a personal level, her gifts also enabled her to defeat her daughter's autism. Now, as a professional psychic medium, Susan uses her ability to help clients gain deep insights into their life's journeys and gain spiritual growth. She is, you know, she wants you to shine a shining light on relationships, love, career, and business. She is fabulous. I am so pleased that she's agreed to come on this show because she is one busy lady. Anyway, welcome, Susan, to Know the Name, Know the Answers.
Oh, thank you. And my jaw's dropped. You are just so beautiful in what you say. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for having me. I'll tell you something. When you asked me, and I know it's around the holidays, I jumped at it because that's how highly respected I feel about you as well. So honestly, this is such an honor to be on your show, and I thank you so much. I really, really do. Because you get it. get it. And I love being with people that truly understand what this is about.
Well, you know, I think a lot of us that became intuitive, that became where we developed our gifts, had different kinds of childhoods. For mine, I didn't have, per se, a safe parent. And so, I mean, I did once I learned how to read them, if that makes sense, because you knew when to scatter and you knew when you could hang around.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's, you know, and I always say, too, a lot of times to many parents, that when you have an intuitive child, not only believe them, but, you know, when they're having these nightmares or they're afraid to go to their room and they see someone in their room, you know, what you need to always say is, tell me what you see. Where do you see them? Because, you know, when I was a child and I would see them, the worst thing that I ever got was, no, there's nobody there. You just had a bad dream. No, you didn't. This is, you know, dreams are forms of communication, and they will come in all different ways. Sometimes good ways, and sometimes maybe not so good in the relationship to the meanings of what they're trying to convey. And it's a very important thing. So I always tell parents, please try to listen to them, but ask the questions. And you're going to be really surprised to what comes out, what your child is saying. They're going to actually maybe describe somebody that you knew that maybe your child never met while this person was alive. So, you know, it's just quite interesting. You know, I remember when I was a child and my parents moved into a big home in Norwich, and I kept seeing this man in my bedroom. Well, my mother did some research, and it turned out that the man that I kept seeing was the owner of the house. He was not only born in the house, but he also passed away in the house. And this man was very, very well-to-do because he owned all of the property from Norwich to O'Hare Airport.
Wow.
So you're talking, yeah, very interesting. And, you know, my parents bought his home, which was an old farmhouse. And it was just so interesting. And when my mother started to do the research, she started to say, oh, my God, and who you're explaining. You know, my mother went to the county. She wanted to dig up some records. And that's why I tell parents, find out who occupied your home as far back as you can go. You know, look into the history, because it's also going to help what your child might be seeing.
I'll tell you what I did with mine when she started seeing spirits around her at night, and some of them scared her and some of them did not. So what we did, and this is just an idea for parents out there, what we did is I took an old tin can that was like an oil can, and I said, we're going to put a special essence in this can so that anytime you spray this, we're going to attach it to our prayer. So we're going to put our prayer into the water so that when you get scared at night, you can water in the direction of what you're seeing and what you're hearing, and this prayer will then be said automatically for you, so you don't have to remember it. And so we said a prayer together saying that anyone that was of light equal to or higher than our own vibrations, they were welcome to stay. But anyone else had to leave. And by Jesus Christ's rule and the universal laws, that was the way it was, and so be it. And then we thanked God. And so when she got scared, she would just spray the can. And when the can got empty, we'd say a prayer, we'd put more in it. And we did that about three or four times, and she was fine after that.
Oh, I love that. See, these are things, these are tools that parents need to learn, because, you know, they don't know what to do with their children. And sometimes, you know, maybe the mother isn't intuitive, but the child is. You know, maybe the child got it from the father's side of the family. You know, you have to kind of dig and say, well, you know, Nana this or Grandma this was this way. Or, you know, the husband's mother was intuitive. Or maybe it was the father. It doesn't mean that it always comes from a female. You know, many males are quite intuitive as well. So I love that you did that. You know, I remember one time there was a spirit in a home that my daughter was two at the time. And I kept seeing these, oh, I don't know, demonic type images that came at me. And the first inkling that I had was, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And as soon as I said that, it was gone. I remember calling my dear friend, who is now a bishop in the Orthodox faith, and I said to him, not only can you do a blessing for me, but can you do and perform an exorcism? He says, why? And I says, because I think something, you know, it's one thing to have a spirit in your home. They're just earthbound. But it's something that if you have something that isn't natural. And I felt that. I really did. And I remember he came and he did it. And he almost passed out by doing this exorcism. And he said, whatever you had in here, I said, I saw it. I saw how it went right through you. And I was very, very grateful to him, because he was able to take it out. You know, not all priests and bishops have this gift, but because he was so intuitive himself, he knew how to do it. And I'll never forget that, and I just remembered that, and that was something very profound for me. It really was. But when they hear Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they don't like it, and they do leave. Temporarily, they'll leave, but it was enough for me to get the help I needed. You know,
only if they're a bad guy. Later on in the show, for everybody that's listening, we've got a guest lined up for next year, because next year's just right around the corner. And we have a guest that literally does those exorcisms and is an expert at it. So we'll get to those when she comes on. Susan, people are lining up to hear from you. And,
okay.
And we have quite a lineup. I mean, my lines are full.
Okay. Sure. I'm looking forward to it. I am.
Okay. So, and all I'm going to ask is that you keep it fairly brief so that we can get to as many as possible. And guys, if you please understand that, but you're going to love what you hear. And then you can go ahead and on my website at knowthename.com, if you go to the schedule page and you click on today's date, you know that all of her information is here, so that you can contact Susan. And I'll tell it to you. It's her name. It's her website. It's Susan. And her last name is spelled R-O-W-L-E-N. But again, You can go to my website. You always know you can find the information on my guests there. Okay, so we're going to start with Karen because she sent me an email earlier just in case she couldn't get on tonight. So I know that she was so ready. So Karen, you are on the line. Welcome.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you, Sharon and Susan. I feel delighted. I just feel profoundly delighted to be given this opportunity. I have, in a nutshell, been assaulted. That's the best way I can say it. I'm 59. I've been assaulted since I was a child with an accident proneness, which is seeming to increase in momentum. I've had, you know, little, like maybe 3 weeks and then 3 months break between a physical injury, a physical accident. I've had 6 really serious head injuries in the last, like 3 of them in the last 3 years, which took my memory and everything. And I'm just going, and I just got hit. I'm a librarian, like a teacher librarian. I got hit at work. Libraries should be safe places. And I got hit again, headbutted in the back by a young child. And so I'm in pain again. So I just think, is there something I can do to shift out this? Because I thought the other day, I thought, oh, my goodness, what is going on here? You know, what is going on? And I'm almost,
I feel for you because, you know, you've got some traumatic brain injury going on as well because you have some damage there in your brain. I feel for you. I know you have. I can feel that from you. Because you've had all of these things, try to stay away from the flu shots. I'll be honest with you, because your mind is quite sensitive. So I do want you to stay away from that because you cannot have anything man-made to compromise your mind right now.
Interesting.
Understand
that? I have never had them, but I am allergic to antibiotics.
Okay. I get that. But you got to watch the, you do have to watch that because I don't want it to do more damage to that. But what's telling me, believe it or not, you've got some attachments that are coming from past lives.
Oh, interesting. Not surprised.
Don't be that surprised.
No, I'm not. I believe in past lives. So
This is coming. I call it the invisible leak, the gas leak. And what you're having come through, you haven't really put that to bed. So it's you have to do a past life regression with somebody who specializes in that. And you are going to find out what the heck is going on. Then, once you start doing this, I guarantee you are not going to have what you're having in this lifetime.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sorry to say it that way, but you do, okay? So you've got a lot of unfinished business. For the callers that are listening, when you see something that's coming to you over and over again, this is more than just this lifetime. This is profoundly from another lifetime or past lives that's carrying through that has never, you haven't made your peace with it or you didn't finish it, good or bad. And because you haven't put it to rest, this is why this is coming at you over and over and over again. Very important.
See, I just thought
because
I listened. Okay. Yeah. So when you say past life regression, that's one thing to do a past life regression. I have no idea where I would source out someone that would be in the light and would have those, you know, particular skills.
Me.
Do you
email
have any recommendation?
Email me, and I'll give you some names. Okay. Please feel free to email me. I'll help you as best I can. But, yes. Okay. This is something, and for people that are listening, anything with Brian Weiss, IEISS, he does a lot of the past life regression books. They're wonderful. Okay. Take a look and read them. He is absolutely wonderful and he knows what he's talking about, but yes, it does exist. Okay.
Okay. And then I have another, just on the heels of that, I wanted to address this. Sharon, I listened to your show earlier in the month. Another show, and I was wondering if there's anything in the meantime I can do to change, tweak my name. I thought maybe that was what it was doing. Maybe I'm attracting something through my name. Does that also contribute?
It is in your name, which says that you came in to learn this lesson. Because it's sitting in your
name. I'm telling you, it's coming from another lifetime. You haven't, yes, she's right.
You know, and so... because I really want everybody to get to hear Susan. Karen, if you don't mind, call back. Usually on the first Thursday of the month, I'm doing names. So put it down in February to call, because I have a guest that I could only get on my Thursday for next month. And I signed
him. No, I didn't mean to. Yeah, no, I understand that. I just thought
call
that perhaps
on the
it was something
Thursday
I could.
Of February, and I'm happy to answer that one for you. Okay?
Thank you, Sharon and Sharon. And then Susan, thank you. Yes. I will be in touch.
Oh, you are
then.
So welcome. And it was so nice to talk to you. I mean that sincerely, really.
Hey, remember,
I wish you all the best and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Via her website. Bye-bye. It's Susan Rowland, and it's ROWLEN.com. That's a way to contact her. Also, I have her other contact information on my website, knowthename.com, under the schedule page. Just go to the 26th of December, and it's all right there for you. Just click on radio show. Okay?
Okay, thank perfect. Thanks so much, ladies.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Then,
bye-bye.
We're going to go to, I'm trying to get these kind of in the order that they called in. It's not always clear to me, but I'm doing my best, guys. Have patience. Tracy, you are up. Tracy from Galveston, Texas.
Hi, how are you? It's wonderful to be here.
Good to have you.
Hi, Tracy.
How can we help you? What would you like to know?
Well, as I shared with you, Sharon, before, I was dealing with a nightmare of a real estate deal for the last 2 years, and I ended up losing the property by foreclosure. At the beginning of December, and my question is, can you tell me if the property is going to sell by the owner who repossessed the property, and if so, when is that going to happen, and what's it going to sell for?
I think, honestly, I do want to say this to you, this property is not going to be easy to sell. Okay, I don't care what it looks like, how beautiful it is, there will be a little bit of a struggle selling it. So he's going to have to do something very inventive, you know, whether creative in his prices, his numbers, whatever he's got to fix. But I don't see it selling easily. No, I do not. It probably will sell probably in the mid of summer, you know, in that time frame.
Tracy, are you thinking about buying the property?
No, but by law, I'm entitled to any amount over and above what he owes on the property. So I will get that any money back that's over
You'll
and
get
above.
It. I don't think it's going to be more than 6 months. It's going to be within the 6 month period.
But she will get it. She's not going to have to fight for it.
Mm-hmm. She will, but like I said, he has to be very creative in how he's going to sell it.
Do you see a number of what it'll sell for?
No, I really don't right now. I don't.
You know what, Tracy? None of us see that. None of us see that.
Okay.
It's not something
I really
that we
don't.
See
I'm sorry to say that. I don't.
With money.
Okay. I just don't. Okay. But I do believe you will. But like I said, it just depends how creative he wants to be to sell it.
Okay.
Okay.
Here you go, Tracy. Seriously.
That's
Thank
helpful.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
I'm going to limit everybody to one question. Thank you, Tracy. At least you're going to get your money and you're out from under it. That's the good stuff.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. We are going to Bonnie. Bonnie, thank you for holding. Are you still on the line? Okay, thank you. We're going to Vita.
Can you not hear me?
Oh, now we can. Vita.
Hi, Susan. Hi, Sharon. Yeah, I'm here.
Great.
Are you
what
Vita?
Is for Susan.
I'm Bonnie.
Oh, hi, Bonnie. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Okay, good.
How are you, Bonnie?
I'm well. I'm glad I didn't fall through the cracks.
No, you didn't.
Okay, what's your question for Susan?
My question is, I've done a lot of therapy and EMDR and yoga and Alexander technique and all these other things. I feel like a lot of my issues result from a childhood abuse in the church, not the Catholic Church, but in the evangelical church, a lot of physical boundary abuse, emotional abuse, and kind of because of physical problems being made kind of part of the service against my will, and having people kind of project all of their fears and hopes and things, and just kind of using my childhood as kind of a prism for all of this congregation's energy and emotion. And I am kind of starting to come to understand the damage that resulted from these, you know, well-meaning people. But it's just caused me a lot of emotional problems in my life. So, you know, Bonnie, anxiety and depression.
So what's your question for Susan?
I guess that I've tried so many things, and I feel like I'm better than I was, but I just don't know how to kind of get past or to get all the bad stuff out of me. I don't really even know the nature of what they did. The best I can see from the EMDR that I did was that these people just kind of were projecting a lot of stuff onto me.
Well, here's what I get from you, just even listening to you, Bonnie, that you know, you were very much emotionally raped. This is why you can't get this. I'm honestly, that's what I'm getting. The emotional rape is probably far worse than sometimes the physical. And I have to be honest with you, I see a male that was older in his 40s, and this man was diabolical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and, you know, this is what made it so hard as a child, because you didn't have choice as a child. But here's the thing that I want to say to you, Bonnie. As much as you have not had choice when you were growing up, and that's why I feel so bad for children, okay, you're still stuck in child mode. Psychologically, you feel this is the problem, and you have to remind yourself that you are Bonnie, the adult now, that has choice, and you can say no. So when you go
in all
back,
of my life issues.
Exactly. But here's what I like about the EMDR. EMDR brought that out for you to understand what you did wrong. Got it?
Right.
Okay. So now what you have to do is remind yourself that you are an adult and you are never going to let any human being do this to you again. That's where you do have choice. Now, when you keep doing this enough, everything will start to finally fall in place.
Reintegration. Right.
Exactly. But you go back, you constantly go back to child mode. And that mode shouldn't even be there anymore because you're not that child any longer. So that's what I want you to start understanding. So with what you did with EMDR, which I'm so incredibly proud of you for that, because not everybody is a candidate for EMDR. You
and
definitely
it really
did
works
the work.
For those that are. I love that methodology.
It's true, because not everybody is a candidate for that. But because you did such a great job in stepping forward and owning it and letting what evolves and then do the work, you know, in a past life, before in a pre-birth assignment, you signed up to be the sacrifice. Now you're going to say, well, why did I do that? To give other people a chance to understand your purity of soul. Now, what they did to it, that was something that you had no control as a child. But as you started to grow up and you know the difference, you do have full control. So remind yourself that every single day that I am in control of who I am. I want you to visualize a suit of armor, a body armor on you, whenever you get scared. And I call it the Joan of Arc armor. And anything that comes energetically to you that doesn't feel comfortable or any bad vibrations, it's going to just, you know, when you throw something and it just pops out, okay, it doesn't stick. I do that a lot with clients that maybe aren't in a good energetic field. I do it a lot with people who make me feel uncomfortable, and I envision that Joan of Arc armor, and I pray to Joan of Arc, and I pray for her strength. And it works. You become like Teflon. Remember that. Okay.
Right. I will. I appreciate your time, and I feel like I'm on a good path. I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't missing something that I should be looking into.
Well, what you're missing is don't get stuck in child mode.
Right.
And many times when we've had, because many times we've had trauma in our lives, we go back to that or we cling, not on purpose, but you know what? Self-consciously, you're not aware sometimes what you're doing. But right. I am telling you, remind yourself of this every day that I have choice. I am in control. This is very powerful to remind yourself of this every single day, that you have the choice to say no and what you're not going to let in.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
You are so welcome, Bonnie.
Add my 2 cents. Okay? First of all, if you could separate out your feelings from your emotions, I think that would really help you. Feelings are now, present, and they pass. Emotions we grab onto when our feelings turn into emotions, and then they're on this Mobius strip loop that keeps coming around and around, and they bring us to our past. So if you could release the emotions, you just know that, I'm in emotion instead of feelings. Let's get back to feelings. What am I feeling now? I think that will help you stay present. And the other thing that I want to suggest is that when you take your right hand and you put it the palm of your hand where it's, you know, that circle in the very center of your hand where it's kind of lighter in color, and you put that over your navel, then anytime somebody's talking to you in a way that is not polite and not nice, if you put your hand over your navel, you won't be taking in any of their energy. It's a signal from the universe to block that energy from coming in your body, and therefore you don't have to clear it out later.
Oh, okay? Awesome. Okay. Yeah, that's a great tip. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
Hi, Bonnie. Right. Thank you for calling in. Okay, Vita, you're up. It's your turn. Thank you for waiting so patiently. And after Vita, guys, it comes Melissa, Crystal, Amy. And if you want to get in the list, the number is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. It's the same number every single week.
Okay, hi, Melissa.
Hi.
What question do you have for Susan?
I was just wondering if she's going to do my loved ones around me.
Aw, that's
great
so
question.
Sweet. Oh, I love that. I have an older lady coming through. I don't know why I'm getting an older lady, and I like her. And you know what? She keeps telling me that she can breathe. Did she have a problem breathing? Was it heart or lung related?
Trying to think who it would be.
Oh, I keep getting hurt. My chest is killing me right now. So this woman either had congenital heart failure or lung. There was something with her heart. Okay? I keep getting heart and lung.
Was
very interesting.
Side?
Okay. And she keeps talking about a ring that she had. So do you have it or does somebody else have this ring? There was a ring that was passed down. I keep getting a ring.
It could be possibly my husband's mother, grandmother.
Okay. Would you have this ring?
Yes, it's my wedding ring.
Thank you. Okay, because she's making contact because she's talking about the ring. So obviously that you have it, she's very happy that you have it. But this meant the world to her. So all her energy is on this ring. So whenever you want to feel her, you can actually slip it on, and believe it or not, you will feel her on a bigger level. So she's coming through, and she keeps telling me thank you. Okay, so I do get that. It's really interesting. And this is weird why I'm getting this. I keep seeing an umbrella. So I don't know if there was somebody who always had an umbrella. I know it sounds a little crazy, and I don't know what this is coming from, but I keep seeing an umbrella. Or somebody had an umbrella stand or umbrella in the house. I keep getting that. Interesting, isn't it? But I keep seeing that. You might know who it is later or whose house it was in, but I keep getting an umbrella. So it's very interesting. And it's a dark, old-fashioned umbrella. So I'm getting that as well, the kind that has the handle that goes around. So I see that.
Do you happen to have, like, her name?
No, not right now. I don't. No, not right now. Not right now, I don't. I just keep getting that, okay? So I'm getting more of the image, the feeling, the ring, all of those things. The gratitude, I'm getting that. So it's nice. It is. And by the way, do you dream?
I haven't for a while. I don't remember anyhow.
Okay, because for some reason I keep getting the dreams are real for you, and this is how they're going to try to talk to you. So open yourself up a little bit. Open your portal within yourself, okay? Because I think sometimes you shut it down. Open it up, because they're going to come in dreams, so it won't be so startling for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome, very much. You can be very active with these spirits because they'd love to talk to you, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Melissa, bye-bye. It sounds like you've got your whole team working for you. How wonderful.
I know.
And from the husband's side, that they're pleased that you're there. Oh, my gosh, what a blessing is that?
I mean, yeah, you usually don't get your husband's side of the family, so that's really nice. Like I said, she came with gratitude with this ring, so, and she has this ring, so there you go. So yep. How nice is that? That's really nice. Okay.
Lucky lady. Okay, Crystal, yeah. It is your turn. Thank you for your patience. Crystal, you are on Know the Name, Know the Answers. How can Susan help you?
Thank you. I was just going to ask a question. What is the most important thing I need to focus on if someone is trying to pass me any messages, like my father or anything?
Crystal, when's your birthday? May I ask you that?
It's August 14th, 1957, and my former name was Susan.
Oh, I like that. Oh, I love that. Well, you know, what I'm getting from you is what you're supposed to learn is that you're finally starting to get the recipe, okay? The anxiety is starting to, you know what, managing the anxiety, okay? I just keep getting that it's finally coming to a balance with you. And I keep getting that. Because, you know what, you are very much, when you want something, you go full throttle with it. And I like that. But what you're supposed to have known, what you've had to learn, is patience. That hasn't been very easy for you. You're also quite intuitive yourself. And that has been the cause of a lot of your anxiety, because you feel on higher levels than most people. So really understanding what you're getting and honoring that has been a big thing for you. I do. I'm getting that from you.
Okay.
It's now, good.
Is there anything
from
the other side?
Well, hang on a minute. I need you to focus more on that, okay? Because this is very, very important.
Okay.
Very, very important.
Uh-huh.
Whose hand did you always, I keep getting hand holding.
I don't know.
Okay. Do you have someone's hands? Because I see two hands together. So either you held someone's hand a lot, or you have this person's hand, the shape of the hand.
Okay.
I have
pets.
Oh, how sweet. But I'm not talking about
around
pets.
Me.
I get that,
yeah,
but this is a
people.
Human being. This is a human, okay?
Yeah.
But I keep getting you have someone's hand, and they're putting two hands together. It looks like two wings together. So you are very, very much like this person, okay? And I want to say that, okay? So
okay.
I just keep getting the two hands are very, very much conducive together.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I keep getting. I keep seeing two hands. So whatever it is that you're going through, just remember that this person's definitely in your corner for some reason. Did anybody have a rocking chair? I keep getting a rocker going back and forth, back and forth.
My grandmother did.
Got it. Okay. So do you remember your grandmother?
Yes.
Okay. Because I keep getting that she's coming through, and she's definitely a very strong spirit guide. So this chair, she's coming through because you would know that, but she's all around you. So there's something about her hand intertwined with your hand. I really like that.
Okay, I'm in her house. I'm living in her house.
Interesting. Got it. So she's everywhere, darling. And
yeah,
let me tell you,
I
love that. Yeah. But you know, you're looking for your father, but here's your grandmother coming through. So sometimes it's not always what we expect, okay? But she's definitely a very strong spirit guide, but she's coming through with such love for you. Such love. Okay? So I love that. And what did I say earlier? You're very intuitive. Take note of that. Listen to what you're getting. Pay attention to these things. You're not crazy. A lot of these things that come up, or you're hearing something, or you're feeling something, or you're seeing something, it's there. Honor it. So what you need, here's the basis. You ask, what am I supposed to know? That's what I'm telling you. Okay?
Can I ask a question on her behalf, Susan?
Yeah.
It's something I'm seeing in her name. So this is why I'm asking this question.
Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead. You're the name guru. So go ahead.
So it looks to me like she had some fears that she didn't know how to be in charge of her own life. So she changed her name to Crystal. And it was literally in Susan, there's a ton of spirituality and intuition and everything else in that name. And in Crystal, it's more like take charge and I get to be in charge of my world so that I don't have to deal with the things that I don't necessarily want to, and I can be the one in charge and in control, but it's based on fear. So my question for you on Crystal's behalf is the core fear, it always comes from caring so much and wanting it to go a certain way and then being afraid that we're not doing it right, and so it builds on that fear. So my question is, can you see her core fear and how would she handle that so that she doesn't have to have this core of fear running through her?
Well, because she changed her name, she's also trying to change the identity, okay? And you can't change what you are. And because you are a Susan, you have that intuitiveness. And then you changed it to Crystal and you're taking charge, but that also allows for you to understand your patience level, to understand and let what comes through come through and honor that. So I always tell people, when you have that intuitive chip in such a high level, such as Crystal does, you need to honor that more. When you honor that, your true of everything starts to evolve in a good way, in the right way.
And then Crystal, you'll get inner power. and then it just, inner power is so much stronger and I want to say more powerful than outer power.
Very much so. And I do, but having the balance between two,
yes,
is very important right now for you to understand who you really are in between Crystal and Susan. Okay? Does that make sense to you, Crystal?
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Good. Enjoy it, but don't be afraid of it. Okay, you're so welcome.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks. We got a short commercial break. And right after the commercial break, we're going to Vita and then Amy. Thank you for holding. Just keep holding. Our commercial is only a minute and a half, guys, and we will be right back. Stay tuned.
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created Nemology Science after 18 years of research and testing her theories and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.
Wow. Welcome back to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth. Our guest today is Susan Rowland. Her website is her name, Susan, spelt the normal way, and Rowland is spelled R-O-W-L-E-N, so it's SusanRowland.com. And as we promised, we're going to have Vita right on after, and then I've got a few questions for you, Susan, to sneak in here, but we want to get Vita and Amy on. So, Vita, okay. Welcome. And how can Susan help you, please?
Hi, ladies. Yes, I'm really enjoying the show. My question is, what insight do you have for me for the coming of the new year, 2020?
Okay. Vita, can I have your birthday? Because I get a little bit, whenever I do phones, you know, anything that's, it's a quicker way for me to get your energy. When's your birthday, please?
May 4th, 54.
Okay. Why do I see more on a level of creativity with you? In other words, okay, a lot of things that you've been thinking about is really a time for you to go and do them.
Okay.
Things that you've always thought about now make happen. Like, this is your timing is on your side for your independence.
Okay.
And this is something that you go back and forth with, and you do better when you're by yourself mm-hmm. to do these things.
Right.
But now's okay. the time, because before, timing wasn't on your side. Now it is. Like, doors are opening, but it's interesting. It isn't just that doors are opening. Bigger doors will continue to open, because that's the direction you're supposed to go. That independence is going to be more of what you need to be.
Mm-hmm. Do you see changes in residence at all?
Not just yet. It's going to be more the other way. It's going to be more with your career. And honestly, I would tell you to hold on to that for a little bit, but make the changes that you need to do, even if it's something on the side that you need to do. You need to start doing this, because you're going to see how quickly this is going to start taking off for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And honestly, you have what it takes to do it. Excuse me?
Oh, really? Yeah, I know, because I've been talking to a realtor, because I really feel inside that the energy of where I am and everything else is sort of kind of interfering with my creativity, and I feel that a change would probably enhance it.
Well, why don't you wait? I would say wait till the second quarter, and you'll know why after you see it. Okay? When you wait till the second quarter, it's going to be more favorable to you. Of 2020 is what I'm talking about.
Yes. Okay,
I would not do it sooner than that.
Really, even though I'm in a challenging situation where there is someone who I'm renting with that has a very challenged personality, which plain
and it will be into your favor.
Are they going to? Yes.
Vita, it will be in your favor. Trust me on this. It will be in your favor.
Okay.
If you do it sooner, it will be more of a tug of war. Listen to what I'm saying to you.
Okay.
And you will have a tug of war if you do it sooner.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the next quarter, so you're saying probably like spring or something, correct?
Exactly. I would not do anything right now. No. Something's telling me to tell you that. I'm sorry. Okay.
No. Don't be, because I do want to know. And I've been sort of like so wrapped up in it, because sometimes, you know, you can't see, even though you can have intuition, you can see things and have signs and everything, but sometimes you get totally, you know, blindsided with and so involved in the drama that you forget to look at these signs and everything else, and you get so confused. So you need someone to sort of kind of peek in and check in and say, okay, what you're saying, right? You know,
this won't be a permanent, it will not be permanent for you. That's why I'm telling you. So shift your thoughts right now and think about the other things that you want to do. And I am telling you, everything will then start to fall in place.
Okay, so I was just talking. As you guys were talking, I was just looking up in the name. Vita, can you hear me?
I also want...
Vita,
hold on. I just want to say something else.
Nita, don't overtalk me, okay? Okay, I was looking up your name. Besides that, your cell phone's coming in and out. I was looking up your name and doing my little thing while you were talking. And starting in the last week of March, according to your name, you have a whole energy shift. So that's okay. Susan saying spring, and I'm looking at the name going, it starts the last week in March, you know, on that Monday of the last week in March. So I would definitely wait. Also, I just put in a plug that it's reconfirmed again with the name.
So the energy shift will be a positive energy shift?
It will. Uh-huh. It will, because, and like I said, I would do it the second quarter. So you got January, February, March is your first quarter. Okay, April, May, June is your second quarter. That's when everything will be like smooth sailing for you.
Okay, great.
Right, I agree. I mean, that's what I'm getting. So, yeah.
Thanks for calling in, Vita. We're going to let you go so that I can get through the rest of the phone calls real quickly. But thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Amy. Okay. All the best, ladies. Take care.
Oh, thank you. Happy New Year, Vita.
Okay, Amy. Your patience has been wonderful tonight. Welcome.
Thank you.
What question do you have for Susan?
I want to know about my, can you hear me, my living residence where I'm renting right now? I need to feel here, and I'm wondering if the building's going to be sold or hopefully I want to stay here. And I don't know how my situation is. Do you need more clarity on that?
Amy, when's your birthday?
August 5, 1962.
Okay. I know you want to stay, but here's the thing. You're going to have choice in staying. Now you're going to say, really? Yeah, but here's the thing that I'm getting that's a little tricky. As much as you may have choice in staying, even if the building was to sell, they're going to offer you if you want to leave, and something's telling me that there is going to be something else coming that you may even say, huh, let me think about this. Like, it's going to grab your attention. I know you're not thinking this now, but this is what's going to happen. So you're going to get something that you're not even asking for, and it's going to be in a great way.
You mean as in moving or in staying?
It, the choice is going to be yours. So if you want to stay, you can, but there's going to be something else that will come your way that's going to tickle your fancy, and you're going to say, huh, let me investigate this. I think I'd like to see more of this. Got it?
Yeah. So is there any way, do I just need to let that come to me? Is there something I need to do?
Please let it come.
That?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So here's what I want to tell you. You have to do nothing now. Because it's not going to force you out. If you want to stay, you can. But like I said, and remember my words, something else of another opportunity to where you want to live will present itself. Let it come to you. And you're going to think of me. And you're going to start to laugh. But you're going to remember what I'm telling you. Okay?
Okay. And could I just wrap that up with one following up on that situation? Sam is our handyman, and he just has negative energy with me. Is there anything I could do to calm, you know, do something with Sam? Because he does not like me. And it's very
well, what you need to do is, you know, a lot of times we don't live in a bubble, and I say this to people time and time again, take the measures of protecting your space, whether you have somebody who isn't, you know, positive or not. I do this all the time. I love to sage. You really should do your home, the inside of your vehicle. You should sage at least once a week. Because, you know, I always tell people, if you haven't taken a bath or a shower in a week, how bad would you stink? That is your energy around you. So you need to take the measures of truly saging and clearing that out. You should be doing this once a week. Honestly, I truly believe in that. So that's something you should be doing. It will help. You'll feel lighter. And I always tell people, if you have a vehicle, you should always sage the inside of your vehicle, because cars have their own energy just as much. Your children's bicycles, you know, your husband's RV or boat, motorcycles, sage. It does keep it good. It keeps it protected. I'm a big advocate of that. So I would definitely recommend you do that.
Thank you, Susan and Sharon. And this is just a wonderful show. You're very gifted. Thank you.
Aw, well, thank you. Thank you. Happy
thank
New Year.
Thank you for calling in, Amy. Okay, so we have an email request from the mom.
Okay.
Joshua, her son, Joshua Miller, and is marrying Tracy Bellagio Bach and wanting to know if you have any wedding news for them or anything they should be knowing because they're getting married, it looks like, before the 31st.
Of this year. Okay, so they're getting married, like, what, in a few days?
In a few days. They're going down to the courthouse, and then they're going to have the reception later.
Oh, I think that's nice. I do. I'm getting that Joshua's very sensitive. Okay? And I love who he is. So I just want him to really pick his battles to what he is going to get upset about and worry about. In other words, when you get somebody who's sensitive, and I know because I was always firsthand of that myself, I've had to learn this through the years, picking and choosing what is going to get you in a bad way, in a bad mood. I think Joshua needs to know that because sometimes Joshua overthinks. If he can master that, he'll do great. He really will. So pick your battles. What's not going to be important at the end of the day or at the end of the week, think about it before you get yourself all upset with it, okay? But he's got a good, strong partner by his side, so that really will help. So I wish this beautiful couple blessings, happiness, and abundance of good health and joy and patience with each other. Because you know what? Marriage, I don't care how great the person is, it's a lot of hard work that you both always have to keep doing. Don't take each other for granted, okay? But I think they'll do wonderful. Good luck to them.
And I think they're both lovely people. So, you know, I'm just so pleased to give that to them. Is there anything that people need to know? Susan, we just have a few minutes left. You know, so many people are afraid of death or afraid of dying. Is there anything that you could share with you since you've talked with so many people on the other side that, like, we don't really die, but anything about the other side that could help for the transition?
That's a great question. And, you know, I have a YouTube channel as well. And I have died not just once, but twice. And, you know, the first time I was 28, and then the second time, what was I, 20, 29, 31, 34 years old, I step and think. And interesting, I will say something. My mother had a saying. She said to me when I was very, very small, she says, one glimpse of the afterlife and knowing you can't stay there is the biggest punishment of all. And I couldn't understand. I could not understand that for the life of me because I was a young girl. Well, my mother's words have come through and through. You know, I will tell anybody who is afraid of dying, don't be. Because the ecstasy of feeling that comes over for anyone who is suffering, and, you know, I've known a lot of people that are suffering terribly, and your heart bleeds for them, and as much as you want them to stay, you pray for God to take them because you can't bear to see them suffer. Know that from the minute that they close their eyes, they are truly out of pain, but they also will take the image of what was most favorable to them. I see spirit all the time, and I see them in different stages. I will get people that have died maybe in past from their 80s or their 90s, and they're coming through in their 20s. Or sometimes I'll get women that are coming in their 40s because it's the favorite, most favorable time when they occupied this earth, and this is the memory that they want to come through with. So remember that. It is not the end, but the beginning. And I always say to people, once you have learned or your mission to why you are here, and you get that, and you're done, you graduate, and you graduate to a higher power. So I always tell people that have passed, they went home. This is school here. What we're here for is to learn and to experience good and bad. Not just good, but bad too, because it's molding our soul growth to where it's supposed to be. So everything that we're doing here, we are having to be enlightened by these experiences. But as far as passing on to the next life, don't. Don't be afraid of it. It is really something. And if there's not enough words in this lifetime, in this earth, to explain how peaceful and how beautiful it really is. But I will tell you, we are surrounded with our angels. And our angels are helping, escorting us to going into that light. So when you see that light, go.
That's a great end of message. Susan, thank you so much for being with us. This next week, normally on the first Thursday of the month, you guys have me reading names, but not next week because 5 months ago when I asked Tom Singer to be on the show, the only time was this next week on Thursday, so I'm giving up my Thursday to him. He's going to help us unlock our potential. He makes his living as a speaker. He has got one busy schedule, so we're just glad to grab him when I could. Again, you've been listening with Susan Rowland. Her website is SusanRowland, ROWLEN.com, and her prices are phenomenally reasonable. And so, again, Susan, thank you for taking your time with us. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth. Signing off. Have a fabulous week, everyone.